Your mind isn't just interpreting the world, it's creating it. The expectation effect reveals how our beliefs and expectations literally construct our reality, from our physical health to our mental capabilities. When 170 people reported drone sightings at Gatwick Airport in 2018, shutting down operations for 30 hours and affecting 140,000 passengers, investigators found no evidence any drone existed. These weren't lies. People genuinely saw what they expected to see. Modern neuroscience now understands the brain as fundamentally predictive rather than reactive. Neural connections carrying predictions from higher brain regions vastly outnumber those bringing signals from our sensory organs. This explains why we can recognize objects in poor quality images when given context, or why the famous rabbit-bird illusion appears differently depending on whether it's Easter or October. These predictions extend beyond vision to all senses. In laboratory settings, participants see non-existent faces in random dots or hear songs in white noise when primed to expect them. From phantom drones to religious visions, from sports controversies where players and referees genuinely see different realities, our expectations literally construct the world we experience. Think about it. Have you ever heard your phone notification only to check and find nothing? That's your expectation creating sensory experience. What other aspects of your reality might be shaped by what you expect to find? The placebo effect is a powerful biological force, with placebos accounting for roughly 50% of pain relief from actual drugs through brain-produced opioids. In Parkinson's patients, placebos improve symptoms by 20-30% via increased dopamine production. Effectiveness varies by presentation. Larger pills, capsules, and expensive medications typically work better. Even open-label placebos, clearly labeled as inactive, show significant results, with one study finding 30% pain reduction in chronic back pain patients. The power of expectation extends beyond pills. Heart bypass patients receiving expectation-enhancing psychological support were discharged 5 days earlier with better outcomes than those receiving standard care. This isn't about false hope, it's about framing facts positively. The mind-body connection isn't mystical, it's medicine. While positive expectations can heal, negative ones get harm through the nocebo effect, placebo's evil twin. When warned about side effects, roughly half of placebo recipients report adverse events, with 5% discontinuing due to these effects. Verbal warnings about pain trigger neurochemical changes that amplify discomfort while suppressing natural pain relievers. In concussion cases, patients' initial beliefs about recovery predicted post-concussion syndrome with 80% accuracy, surpassing symptom severity as an indicator. Two cases illustrate nocebo's power. Mr. A's blood pressure plummeted after taking dummy pills in a suicide attempt, and a German woman experienced cardiovascular collapse during sham acupuncture, despite only having adhesive tape on her skin. The Framingham Heart Study found women who believed they were more likely to develop heart disease faced 3.7 times higher risk of fatal cardiac arrest over 20 years, independent of other factors. Breaking this cycle requires reappraisal, finding positive interpretations of negative sensations. By questioning catastrophic assumptions, chronic pain can be reduced by 30% or more. Mass psychogenic illness, physical symptoms with psychological origins that spread through groups, can affect anyone. In 2006, Portugal, 300 teenagers developed symptoms matching those from a popular soap opera about a fictional virus. This social transmission occurs through our brain's mirror system, which activates when observing others' emotions. We unconsciously mimic facial expressions, speech patterns, and pupil dilation of those around us. Mass psychogenic illness spreads through personal stress, social connections to affected individuals, and environmental conditions that make threats seem plausible. Media coverage can amplify these effects, from historical telephone illness to modern electrosensitivity claims. The 2014 Colombian HPV vaccination crisis illustrates this impact, where viral videos triggered 600 symptomatic cases. Similarly, statin side effects occur more frequently in countries with negative media coverage. Understanding nocebo effects helps prevent such psychogenic illnesses, emphasizing the need for critical evaluation of health information. When cyclist Richard Virenk excelled after receiving a placebo he thought was a performance enhancer, it revealed how psychology shapes physical limits. Research challenges traditional exhaustion theories. Studies show only 50 to 60% of muscle fibers activate during intense exercise. The brain uses experience, physical sensations, and predictions to conservatively regulate output and prevent injury. These limits are flexible. Cyclists performed 18% better when clocks ran slow, and athletes surpassed personal bests competing against enhanced avatars. The prefrontal cortex uses experience and bodily signals to manage energy output. For casual exercisers, negative expectations often constrain potential. Instead of viewing breathlessness or muscle aches as signs of poor fitness, we can interpret them as indicators of effective exercise. Daily activities provide substantial fitness benefits. Hotel cleaners who learned about the exercise value of their work lost weight and lowered blood pressure within a month without changing routines. Mental training also enhances performance. Participants practicing 15 minutes of daily visualization for 6 weeks increased forearm strength by 11% without physical training. Our perceived physical limits may reflect the brain's cautious predictions rather than true bodily boundaries. Our expectations about food dramatically influence hunger and metabolism. Studies show identical milkshakes produce different hormonal responses based on labeling. Indulgent versions trigger stronger satiation than those labeled sensible. During weight loss, meal pleasure matters. Bland diet foods increase hunger hormones, while flavorful, spiced options enhance satiety and reduce snacking. Our mindset affects aging too. Ellen Langer's experiment showed elderly participants living in a recreated 1959 environment experienced improvements in cognition, vision, and flexibility compared to those who merely reminisced. Becca Levy's research found people with positive aging attitudes lived 7.5 years longer than those with negative views, outweighing many biological risks. Positive expectations even protect against dementia by reducing harmful brain proteins. Consider Hiromu Inada, who began training after retirement and completed multiple Hawaii Ironman events in his 80s, swimming 3.86 kilometers, cycling 180.25 kilometers, and running a marathon. Your brain continuously rewires itself through neuroplasticity, strengthening or pruning connections in response to circumstances. This enables remarkable adaptations, from integrating sensory implants to developing new skills. Even seemingly fixed personality traits can evolve throughout life. Research shows people with a growth mindset progress faster than those with a fixed mindset. This applies to mental health treatments, where belief in change enhances therapy outcomes. Simply understanding brain plasticity improves both physical and mental results. When reframing difficulties feels challenging, don't suppress uncomfortable feelings. Adjust your interpretation of their meaning. Self-distancing techniques break negative rumination by creating psychological distance. View your situation from the future, observe yourself from outside, or imagine advising a friend. Self-compassion, acknowledging external factors and recognizing shared struggles, is essential when reframing attempts fall short. Your expectations actively shape your health, capabilities, and perception of reality. Your beliefs don't just reflect reality, they create it. What reality will you choose to expect into existence?